Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Don Pafletic. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting third. The second baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Juan Rios. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Williams reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez bunts towards first. Hopkins fields the ball and throws to Peters covering. Safe. Kelly moves to second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to third for the out. Hernandez moves to second. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards third. Rios reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Butler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to third for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafletic hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 0-for-1 in the game. Rios hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Butler bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to third. Rios moves to second. 2 outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Noop reaches second base with a double. Kelly throws the ball into Rios, who tags Noop trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pafletic settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shaw misplays the ball. That's an error on Shaw. May moves to second. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. Jerry Nyman pinch runs for Don Pafletic. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford strikes out. one out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. Hopkins scores. Nyman moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Knupp strikes out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Hermann now catching. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rios bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Buck Martinez pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field. Bradford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bradford. Rodriguez scores. Martinez moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Royals, 4. Jim Rooker pinch runs for Buck Martinez. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Rooker scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Royals. Dan Osinski now pitching. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Melton applying the tag. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Paul Schall now playing third base. Juan Rios now playing second base. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams bunts towards the mound. Wickersham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. May moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Royals, 5. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to home to get May. Hopkins moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don O'Reilly now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-3 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Asinski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knoop strikes out. One out. Dan Osinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osinski hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Rodriguez moves to second. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Don O'Reilly. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Rios moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Royals. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-4 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rios scores. Taylor scores. Kelly moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-5, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hedlund now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison juggles the ball. That's an error on Harrison. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.